You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win. Was 6-1, now 8-1. And Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win. Was 6-4, now 7-4. Palace are 3 points clear of Swansea with a game in hand, despite being beaten by Southampton in midweek. And Derek, there's never been much love lost between these two managers. Arsene Wenger has generally had the best of it, as you would imagine. Allardyce has actually lost 15 times to Wenger in the Premier League, the most defeats he has had against any manager in the competition. I thought Arsenal were going to finish outside the top four for much of the season, but they might just edge their way to fourth again, Derek.
How? Who are they going to overhaul? I don't see it.
No.
They've got a game in hand, or two, what is it, over Liverpool, but a game in hand for Arsenal doesn't, you know, used to translate into 3 points. It doesn't any longer. This is a shocking Arsenal side. You know, we're wondering what happened to Arsenal and what happened to Wenger. The biggest mystery at Arsenal is, what does Steve Bould do? He sits there with that baldy head. He doesn't do a thing, does he? He's writing a book about his time at Arsenal. It doesn't have a title yet. I mean, he's just... you remember a few years ago when Wenger came in for Stick? You know, I was going through a similar time like this, and you know, all the prawn sandwich munchers at Arsenal got up there, hopped under the collar. And, you know, wanted him out. And they didn't want him out. Instead of saying, we want Wenger out, they launched the campaign to get rid of Pat Rice as number two. Something's going wrong here. It can't be Arsene's fault. It must be the number two. We'll get you out of him. So, Bowl is the mystery. Arsenal as well. I mean, they've got better players there than their former suggested this season. I mean, you know, let's be honest. They should be doing an awful lot better than they are. But that win against West Ham in midweek just papers over the cracks. This is a side that aren't playing any longer for the manager. I like the look of Palace here. I think they're a rattling good bet. The defeat against Southampton, maybe it's woken them up a little bit. Maybe they thought things were getting a bit too easy for them. Beating, you know, four successive wins on the spin, beating Chelsea. Maybe you thought, well, you know, we're safe now. But you look at the league table and they're not. 31 points. Only 3 points ahead of Swansea. They've still got a lot of work to do. And I think they'll beat Arsenal here. I do. I think they'll be up for it, definitely, because they need to be up for it. And the fact that Allardyce, hippo head, hates Wenger, I mean, there's another reason to back him. I'm going to be backing Palace all day here.
I wouldn't be backing Man City at 1-8 to finish in that top four, in all honesty. I know that it is an outside chance for Arsenal to finish top four, the 9-4 to get in the top four this season and continue that record. 3-4, the Gunners here, Tom. Do you agree or disagree with Derek?
You never mind Steve Bould. When there was protests on a few weeks ago, someone had a banner that said Akers out. Vic Akers, the kit man. I'm not joking.
It said, about time, not before time.
He said Wenger out, Bould out, and then he said Akers out. And I thought, what's the kit man done? You know, he's held that job since 1996. I mean, you know, ridiculous. But anyway, I can't back Arsenal against anybody at the moment. And when you're looking at Crystal Palace, you know, we've talked about this a few times. They have, without question, the most difficult running of all the teams down at the bottom of the table. You know, the next few matches, got Arsenal and Leicester coming to Sellers Park. They then go to Liverpool. They then host Tottenham. You know, they then take on Burnley. They've got Man City and Manchester United to play as well. They've got Hull City as well. They Palace will probably look at their fixtures and think, we've got to win this game. And actually, of all the remaining games, this is one of the more winnable matches. Until maybe Hull and Burnley come to Sellers Park, this is a game that I bet Sam Allardyce has probably earmarked and think, yeah, we'll get right up for it. We'll get in their faces. We'll make it tough for Arsenal. And I'm not having Arsenal after that midweek victory. West Ham were absolutely abysmal. I mean, it was like a training match the way Arsenal... You know, Arsenal still looked demotivated. They didn't really have any kind of spring in their step. But even though their players couldn't resist sort of turning it on against a team that gave them that much space, and they basically just walked through them. So I'm not having anything that Arsenal have kind of turned things around. And going to Sellers Park, Sellers Park, the form for Palace has completely deserted them this season. They're barely scoring goals. Two nervy 1-0 wins that they've had against Middlesbrough and Watford. I don't think it'll be that kind of match. I think there will be a few goals in the game, but I can't look past Crystal Palace. I'm unless I see dramatic improvement for Arsenal over the next three or four games, I'm probably going to oppose Arsenal in every single game they play, but certainly this weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.